Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to talk about discipline in startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah, we don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So discipline in general, as a personality trait, but also an extension as a quality of teams and company cultures and individual contributors. So discipline has actually been something that we've brought up and has been a consistent theme in many, many of our episodes, right? For people that have been longtime listeners, you've heard us talk about it directly or indirectly many, many times, but we realize we have never talked about the subject specifically. And it's something that I've been kind of curious about. It's something that has become a bigger, bigger theme in my life. And discipline, I'll lead the discussion with this statement. Discipline has been the single most impactful change that I made that contributed the most to my success as an entrepreneur and my companies. Because discipline was the thing that was lacking for most of my entrepreneurial career and most of my life. And it's something I cultivated very late in life, just in the last, I don't know, maybe six, seven years. So I've now become very obsessed about the topic. I'm a huge fan of people like Jocko Willink. I don't know if you know him with Discipline Equals Freedom and his books.
I have his latest book. It's like all black, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
But also people like Jordan Peterson. I don't know if you know him with like the 12 rules for life or whatever it is. That talks a lot about like a lot of the themes come back to like discipline being the key to having control over yourself, to being able to accomplish the things you really want to accomplish. And discipline is a lot of times the reason when I meet entrepreneurs, especially the ones that are incredibly gifted, that are talented, in many ways, it's the one ingredient that most consistently is the one that stands out to me as the missing piece to their missing success. Like I'm like, this person is everything. Why are they struggling so much? It's usually discipline is the one thing that I can point to that's lacking. So first, let me ask you, because I'm curious, would you call yourself a disciplined person? I'm pretty sure you would, but I'm curious if you would use that term to describe yourself. And did you, if you have it today, did you always have it? Did you grow up with it? Let's talk a little bit personal first here. What's your relationship with discipline?
I find discipline and maturity kind of related. Not because I think you have to be mature to be disciplined, or you have to be disciplined. Discipline is like a sign of maturity. It's more so like when you ask me that, I would say that for a number of reasons, I probably matured really early. And at some point in my life, I earlier on, like whether it's in high school, even some extent in college, I'd hang out with people that were older than me. It just happened. It wasn't necessarily anything I consciously thought about. And, I also get along with people that are older than me. And the reason I mention that is discipline tends to be something that most people believe comes with age. As you grow older, you kind of get more disciplined. And discipline is also generally a negative word, because when I think about discipline, I'm like, oh, you know, I've never been hit in school by a teacher because I wasn't disciplined, but I've definitely been the one that got in trouble a lot for a lack of discipline in, you know, equivalent of like Sunday school I went to, or even in class, like I didn't mind cracking a joke at the teacher. I wasn't the class clown or anything by far, but like I wouldn't mind doing that. So I would say that I probably had a lack of, in my case, the lack of discipline was not necessarily in my actions, but as much more in my words. Historically, I can have a lack of discipline with my words much easier than my actions. My actions have been pretty consistent, and I have pretty good discipline with my actions, and I'm very like, on top of things when it comes to that, not necessarily with my words. So my relationship with that word and the idea of being disciplined is that in my actions and my behavior, I've been consistent since a very young age, about kind of being disciplined, consistent, having a pattern or structured, in a lot of things. But when it comes to my language and my words, I can be sloppy, meaning I can say one thing the it depends is definitely something that I know this podcast gets for me more than you probably. Because I'm of the mindset that like there's multiple points of view out there in the world on anything, and there's many different ways to do even the same thing, like eat a cake, right, or whatever. And some people will do it with their hands, some people use a spoon, some people prefer a fork, and yeah, there might be a popular way, but that doesn't mean you have to do it that way. And so, to me, like, I think with the words, I'm definitely much less disciplined and have been historically, where I need to work more to be disciplined with my words than I do with my behavior.
It's interesting. For me, I think that my challenge with being disciplined growing up is, A, I grew up with in a household where, you know, my mom was a single mom with like three boys, having a factory worker job, and she's just an incredibly sweet person. So she was just never the type of person to be very hard on us or to enforce rules. And to one degree, we obviously, you know, as children, were using that softness of my mom to basically not take responsibility for almost anything. But at the same time, we respected her enough because of the way she lived her life to never really get into any serious, serious trouble. Just always at the edge of it, but never really get into big trouble. But I personally, like, a lot of things came easy to me when I was young. And so then I got a lot of positive reinforcement growing up especially from my family, my mother and my grandfather and a bunch of people, that it was like so smart, and like smart was a word that was thrown around a lot in relation to me. So I think in very early on, I kind of developed this mind frame of when something doesn't come easy to me, I'm not interested, right? So I would pick up things, and if I wasn't instantly obviously gifted in that thing, I'd just drop it instantly. I'd be like, I'm not interested. I'm obviously not gonna be like the best in this, so then I don't want to participate at all. And that also led to like me living life or growing up in a way where I would just always choose the thing I was interested, really good at, and that came easy to me, and kind of avoid all the things that I didn't want to do. And because I was, you know, I had a natural ability to problem solve when that habit got me into any kind of trouble. And because I was always very charming, especially as a young kid, I always found a way out of problems. I always knew, and that developed a certain level of self-confidence. But then again, it reinforced me not having to be disciplined, because I kind of like, I was living in a framework of, I'm not going to do this because I don't want to do it. And even if there's trouble inside, I kind of know that I'll find a way around it. I'll find a way out of it. Or it's not going to be that bad.